I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 20th. Nearly all of Massachusetts is now in a critical drought, one step away from an emergency. After months with little rainfall, the drought has led to brush fires erupting all over the state, including within sight of Boston on Tuesday, where a blaze in the popular Blue Hills Reservation has consumed 41 acres and was about half contained last night. A map released by the state yesterday showed all but Cape Cod and the islands of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard in critical drought, which is level 3 of 4, a step below emergency drought. Parts of Massachusetts have received record low amounts of rainfall for autumn, and most of the state has received less than an inch of rain in the past month, down from the usual 4 to 5 inches. Without rain or snow, groundwater levels are falling across the state, while wildfires are burning deeper into the ground. About 200 of Massachusetts' 351 cities and towns have now banned outdoor burning, since embers can travel and cause wildfires. The designation of critical drought requires coordination between state and federal agencies on restricting water use, banning open burning, and more. The task force is meeting bi-weekly to manage how the drought is being overseen. Both people and businesses in areas with critical drought are urged to minimize how much water they use, including by taking shorter showers, and be vigilant about leaks. There is rain on the way in the forecast, although what's expected to fall isn't enough to end the drought. A busy night ahead for the Quincy Planning Board this evening. Officials will be reviewing a new plan for a 4-story, 9-unit condo complex at 10 Independence Avenue, across from the Adams Birthplaces. The plan is similar to an earlier proposal from a different developer that was withdrawn in the face of neighbor opposition. Also on tonight's agenda is the Grossman Company's plans for a new development at the current site of the TJ Maxx Shopping Center on Granite Street. Plans call for a 256-unit apartment complex with retail and commercial space and 200 more parking spaces, and a proposal for an 8-story, 139-unit apartment complex on Hancock Street in North Quincy. Planning Board will meet at 6 p.m. at Old City Hall. Well, Quincy has its first dedicated pickleball courts. Mayor Thomas Koch recently dedicated the 3 new courts in Marymount Park off Fenno Street, right next to the existing tennis and basketball courts. Construction on the pickleball courts began in September and was completed earlier this month. 8 more pickleball courts are being built at Faxon Park and will open next spring. Funding was provided by the Community Preservation Committee, which will also help fund the Faxon Park pickleball courts. The Quincy Recreation Department already holds an indoor pickleball program at the Broadmeadows Middle School. Detective Lieutenant Brian Tully was disciplined yesterday pending the outcome of a months-long internal affairs investigation. According to a state police spokesperson, Tully will forfeit 6 days of accrued leave. The internal affairs investigation claims on February 1st of this year, Tully failed to supervise through proper corrective action. Norfolk members who were involved with inappropriate text messages relative to an ongoing homicide investigation. On February 1st, May 6th, and May 10th, Tully failed to properly evaluate members and didn't properly document negative performance. Tully was the Norfolk County State Police Detective Unit Commander before being transferred from the office in October. He transitioned to a temporary assignment in the Division of Investigative Services and will still be available to assist on cases that he was previously involved in. Tully had testified in the Karen Reed murder trial in June. He was asked about disparaging messages sent by Trooper Michael Proctor. Tully was not on the chain of offensive texts Proctor read from in court, and Tully said he immediately reported Proctor's text to State Police Command when he learned of them. Tully is also involved in the Turtle Boy witness intimidation case. Well, Governor Healey doubling down yesterday on the state's commitment to offshore wind amidst signals that the federal government could soon turn far more antagonistic to the growing sector, telling a Union Hall audience that the partnership of organized labor and the clean energy industry gives the state a, quote, special sauce that positions it to continue its energy transition. Development of a robust offshore wind industry is key to Massachusetts' decarbonization commitments and is seen as a sector that could provide an array of new jobs for residents. But President-elect Donald Trump, who dealt a setback to the offshore wind industry during his first term, has said about wind power that he intends to, quote, make sure that that ends on day one of his new administration in January. The governor spoke at IBEW Local 223 as union-backed climate jobs coalitions for Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island called in a new report for southern New England to double down on offshore wind and go bigger and bolder on clean energy and high-quality union jobs. Without speaking his name, Healey acknowledged that Trump's victory has clouded the outlook for the industry. Wind opponents at the right-leaning Mass Fiscal Alliance say offshore wind is bad for the environment, the economy, and ratepayers. The group recently told supporters that it will lobby the incoming Trump administration to settle wind-related litigation in favor of all the offshore wind opposition plaintiffs and to move to amend federal law to remove offshore wind as an allowed option. Scientists spotted the first two North Atlantic right whales of the season in Cape Cod Bay this past Monday, and one of the critically endangered mammals was doing something unusual. One four-year-old male was seen on an aerial survey 7 miles west of Wellfleet, and a three-year-old male that visits the bay every year was found less than a mile east of Pilgrim Beach in Plymouth. The three-year-old was seen skim feeding, which means eating zooplankton that's near the surface of the water. The Center for Coastal Studies says that behavior is not typically seen this early in the season. Why was the three-year-old whale skim feeding? The center says it may be because plankton samples in the area contain some of the whale's favorite microscopic crustaceans right now. There are 372 North Atlantic right whales left in the world, according to the latest estimate released in October. That's a slight increase from previous years, but the species is still considered to be critically endangered. Almost half the entire right whale population was observed in Cape Cod Bay last year. The Center for Coastal Studies is warning boaters in the area to be careful as seasonal protections for the whales are not yet in place and boat strikes are a leading cause of whale deaths. Researchers this week also recorded an unusual sighting of 7 Risso's dolphins. These species of dolphins are more commonly found in the deep ocean and not the relatively shallow waters of Cape Cod Bay. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott proud to announce that Ann Collins, Director of Mental Health at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, is a 2024 Employee of the Year presented by the Massachusetts Sheriff's Association. Collins was presented with the award yesterday at the annual Law Enforcement and Corrections Award Ceremony held in the Great Hall at the State House. The ceremony recognized the extraordinary contributions of individuals who've demonstrated exceptional dedication and commitment to the communities they serve across the Commonwealth. Collins was named Director of Mental Health at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office in 2020. She previously worked as a mental health clinician for the Department of Corrections at MCI Cedar Junction, working with all individuals entering the Department of Corrections system to diagnose and treat the mentally ill population. Collins has extensive experience working in the community as an inpatient clinician, partial hospitalization clinician, and individual therapist in a private agency. Collins is a leading voice in the multidisciplinary team at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, ensuring that security teams have the information necessary for specific patient needs, which provides for a safe environment for patients and staff. She holds certifications at a certified correctional health professional, mental health and is a certified mental health first aid instructor. When not at work, Collins loves to be outdoors, hiking, running, kayaking, spending time with her family, reading, and going to concerts. She recently completed the Boston 10K for women and her first Spartan race at Fenway Park. Tickets for the 92nd annual Thanksgiving Day football game between Quincy and North Quincy High School are now on sale. Tickets will be sold at both high schools and each of the five middle schools. Advance tickets are $5 for all. Day of game prices will be $10 for adults, $5 for students and seniors. The game will be held on Thanksgiving morning, Thursday, November 28th, kickoff at 10 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 120 points, the NASDAQ rose 195, and the S&P is up 23. World stocks were also mixed. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, and oil at $69 a barrel. And sports, Celtics beat Cleveland 120-117. And they'll be at the Wizards Friday night at 7. Bruins will be home tomorrow night at 7 against the Utah Hockey Club, their first game with their new coach. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today, mostly sunny and a high of 56 degrees. For tonight, cloudy at a low of 33. Tomorrow, wind and rain with a high 50. Scattered showers Friday, high 51, and cloudy 50 on Saturday. The boater waves about a foot, that northwest wind, at 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeasterly later today, a high tide 2:25 p.m. Sunrise 6:41, sets at 4:17. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 1 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, November 20th.